कुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकाम् ईश्वरीम्। So Shankara, till the 42nd shloka, he was speaking about the purpose of differentiating the body from the Atma or the Atman. So he said that it has twofold purpose. One is to negate the notion that Dehatmatvam Nivaritam, in order to negate Dehatmatvam. In order to negate the notion that I am the body or the body is the Atman. And the second purpose was to establish the unreality of the world so that we won't be affected by the world, we won't be attached to the world. So Shankara now enters into an analysis about the world, about the reality status of the world. The world is only an illusion. It is not ultimately real, but it is only empirically real. So Shankara is speaking about the reality of the world, the reality status of the world as being empirically real and ultimately unreal. That's what Vedanta calls as, Vedanta terms it as mithya, or something which is neither sat nor asat. So he enters into that analysis with analogies, examples from the 43rd shloka onwards. Chaitanyasyekarupatvat bedo yukto nakarhichit jivatam chamrishanyam rajau sarpagraho yata. Chaitanyasya ekarupatvad. Since Chaitanyam is one alone, Chaitanyam is one alone, there is no difference with respect to Chaitanyam. There is no difference in Chaitanyam, as well as there is no difference in Chaitanyam, means all the three. The Swagata Bedam, Sajatiyam and Vijatiyam is not accepted in Chaitanyam. So Chaitanyasya ekarupatva, therefore bhedo yukto na karhichit. Since Chaitanyam is one alone, indivisible, akhandam and one alone, therefore we cannot have any bhedam. Bhedo yukto na karhichit. Bhedaha yuktaha na. Bhedaha, or difference in Chaitanyam, na yuktaha, is not logical, is not admissible. Karhijit, at any point of time. Therefore, jivatam cha mrisha nyeyam. Jivatam cha mrisha nyeyam. Know the jivahood, or the ego, which is a reflected consciousness, to be mrisha. Mrisha means unreal. Mrisha nyeyam. Know the jiva to be unreal. How? Yata Rajjau Sarpagrahav, even as in Rajju, in rope, snake is seen. So even a person is walking during night, there is not much light, he sees a rope on the floor, he thinks it is the snake. So he sees snake in the rope. Because of that, he gets distracted, he gets deluded. He thinks it is a rope that is baiting to bite him, therefore he shouts and runs away. But when another person brings the same guy and says, there is no rope, there is no snake there, come on, come near, I'll show you. And he takes him nearer to the rope and then shows him that this is the rope. Then the snake vanishes in the rope. So even as snake is not there in the rope, snake was never there, though it was perceived, yet it was not real. It was not there. It was only a seemingly appearing snake. So it only seemingly existed. It never really existed. Even like that, Jiva, the Jivatvam, the Bhavam, Jiva Bhavam is unreal in the Chaitanyam, in the Atman. So this way the Shankara is mentioning here this because Atman is of the nature of Chaitanyam. Atman is of the nature of Chit or Chaitanyam. So is Jiva as well. Jiva is also Chaitanyam in nature because the Jiva feels his own existence and all other things. So Atman is Chaitanyam, Jiva is also Chaitanyam. But Chaitanyam cannot have any Bedam in Chaitanyam. Since Bedam is not possible in Chaitanyam, therefore we cannot have two Chaitanyam. There can be only one Advitiya Chaitanyam. Since there can be only one Advitiya Chaitanyam, therefore one of Jiva or Atman, either of those are unreal. Either of that is unreal. Either Jiva is unreal or Atman is unreal. Only one is real. And we know that the Atman is real because Atman is proclaimed in the scriptures and one's own experience that it is real. Therefore, Jiva has to be unreal. When a person sees the rope and he doesn't apprehend the rope, that means he is ignorant about the rope, then he superimposes the snake over the rope. Similarly, when a person is ignorant about his own nature of Atman, his own nature of Chaitanya Swarupam, his own nature of blissful Ananda Rupa Atman, then he is ignorant about the Atman. Ajnanam is there. Because of that Ajnanam, he superimposes the Jiva with the Atman. That is when Dehatma Bhavam, Jivatma Bhavam, etc. happen. Jiva is nothing but that reflected consciousness, that reflection, that pratibimbam of consciousness or Chaitanyam or Atman in the intellect, in the Antakaranam. That Jiva gets associated or identified with the subtle body, with the gross body, similarly with respect to the entire objects in the world, which includes people as well as things. And since Jiva is associated with the intellect, the body, etc., therefore, when body and there is suffering with respect to one's own people or one's own body, mind, etc., the Jiva also suffers. So as long as a person considers himself as the Jiva, he will be suffering because Jiva suffers. But when the seeker realizes, understands that Jiva is Mrisha, Jiva is unreal, then it is like negating the snake in the rope. Only as long as a person sees snake in the rope, he will get sorrow out of the rope because he will think it is the snake, it may bite, it may not bite, and all those things. But when the person realizes that it is only rope, then there is no fear, there is no sorrow. Sorrow is completely negated. Similarly, when a person is ignorant about his nature of Atman, he considers himself as the Jiva and thereby suffers. But a seeker, when he realizes that he is not the Jiva, but he is the Atma, Atman, Chaitanya Swarupa Atman, then he will overcome the fear, overcome the sorrows arising out of the Jiva. Thereby he will be ever blissful. And now the question Shankara introduced, the analogy of snake seen in rope, in order to prove and about the illusion of Jiva. Similarly, it can be extended to the world as well because Jiva is part of the world. So we can say the world or Jagat or Vishwam is an illusion in the reality of Chaitanyam, even as a snake is an illusion in the rope. So how did this illusion start? How did this illusion start? What is the cause of this illusion? As long as we don't know the cause of the illusion, we'll not be able to get over it. We'll not be able to negate it. So for any illusion, we need to know its cause so that we can negate the cause, thereby overcome the illusion. We already know that the illusion of seeing snake in rope is because of ignorance of rope. Similarly, ignorance about one's own nature, ignorance about one's own nature of Atman, causes a person to superimpose the world, superimpose the Jiva upon the Atman. Superimposition of the world over the Atman happens through considering the world to be real. When we consider the world to be real, then we are superimposing the world over the Sat Atman, Satya Atman, that Atman which is always there. So Shankara is explaining that as to how a person sees the world in Brahman. Though Brahman alone exists, yet he sees the world in Brahman. He sees the world to be real. How he sees that, that is what Shankara says in the 44th shloka. Rajvajnanakshanenaiva yadvadrajurhi sarpini bhati tadvachiti sakshat vishvakarena kevala. So rajvajnanat, when by ignorance or through ignorance of rajju, through ignorance of the rope, kshanenaiva, in a single moment, in a moment, yadvad, like rajurhi sarpini, rajju itself is considered to be the sarpam. So through ignorance of rajju, when the rajju or rope is considered to be ignorant, then the very next moment, sarpam or snake is seen in the rajju. So bhati, rajurhi sarpini bhati. In the Raju, sarpam or snake shines. Tadvat, similarly, chitihi, in chiti, sakshat, vishwa akarena kevala. Similarly, in the consciousness, in chit, the entire world, kevala, in kevala chitihi, in one chiti, in the consciousness itself, the entire world appears. It appears within a moment. So the cause for seeing snake in the rope is ignorance of the rope. Similarly, ignorance of one's own nature of Atman, ignorance of the substratum of the world, which is Brahman or Atman, that causes within the next moment to see the world, see the entire world in consciousness. This means consciousness alone is the substratum behind the illusory world, that world which is changing. So the anityam world, that which is changing, needs to have a changeless substratum. So in the changeless substratum of consciousness, when we don't know consciousness, when we are ignorant of our own nature of consciousness and the substratum of the world as consciousness, that very moment the entire world is seen in the consciousness. So the world is seen in consciousness due to ignorance of the reality behind the world, the substratum of the world as Brahman or consciousness. Even as ignorance of rope causes a person to see the snake in the rope. We'll continue tomorrow. Hari Om.